So Doug, are you going to go through 100? Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Chair Imus and members of the board.
Good afternoon. For the record, my name is Doug Graff. I serve as Chief of Fire Protection, Oregon Department of Forestry. And Bill and I are on an effort to get you back on track with your schedule.
Since you took us off.
I feel a little obligated. The presentation I have today is very similar to what you received at the last month. And that's also what's afforded us the ability to move quickly through this and provide an opportunity for any additional questions, as we've had some time to absorb the agency initiative, as the last presentation before the board was the first time that you've seen the initiative. So at a high level, I'll touch the same slides, spend a little bit more focused time on the agency initiative framework, as we did in April. I've listened to the audio from the last presentation, and we did really well. We spent an hour and 5 minutes on this topic, very robust. It was conversational, and there was a few outstanding questions from board member Christopherson that I'll work to, and that's about outcomes. Other than that, I felt like we hit those questions along the way. But certainly room for additional questions as we go. So at a high level, thank you, Bill, for setting up the agency initiative. A policy option package will be before the board at the next meeting, July, with specificity and detail as a proposal for consideration. So once again, this is an update and informational. I'd start with I have no additional info for the board in terms of outreach. We've continued some engagement, but haven't learned any more intel around stakeholders' position or interests on the initiative at this time. So for the audience and for the board, I'll walk through at a high level and close here shortly. Agency initiative is about addressing the increasingly complex severity and duration of fire seasons, which we've experienced, as Ron alluded to. We see continuing coming in 2018. It's challenged ODS ability to respond to the fire workload and, equally important, sustain our core businesses as we operate with all hands on deck, all agency personnel respond to the wildfire workload while proactively protecting Oregonians, forests, and communities from wildfire. We're addressing this challenge through the agency initiative anchored into those two efforts we discussed at the last meeting, and this board has been engaged in for several years, and that's the fire program review work and then the Secretary of State performance audit review work. Both of those bodies have informed the policy option package. On ODF's protection, 16 million acres. Over the past three decades, we've seen a more than doubling of the acres burned. Those detailed by the decade. A look, increase in 84%, and then again, 29% increase in acres burned on ODF protection. That's consistent with what we see statewide as you look at all jurisdictions within the state of Oregon, Forest Service, Eastside BLM, range, tribal lands. We're looking at well over 100% increase across those same decades, with 116% increase from two decades ago, and then another, again, 34% increase this current decade. The data is consistent nationally. As you look across the three decades, we burned 3.3 million acres nationally two decades ago, and we're currently sitting at 6.6 million acres. So the wildfire condition continues to be challenged. Nationally, we don't sit alone in this conversation. I highlighted at the last board meeting our initial attack success and adjustments along the way, which you just expressed with the approval of the adequate level of protection at the base budget level for our fiscal budgets. We continue to see success at our initial attack.
We're operating at the high 95%, close to 96% on our 10-year average. This slide also emphasizes where we do see large fires, obviously resource loss and suppression costs will rise. And this emphasizes this is where our challenges are as an agency to support the large fires on the landscape, address those challenges that they bring to bear, both on our protected acres and other jurisdictions across Oregon that impact our lands. This slide highlighted our incident management team. We have three incident management teams, about 33 individuals on each of those teams, so close to 100 people from across all programs within the agency that engage in fire protection. This slide reflected and reinforced the engagement of all personnel with the responding to the fire situation. This also emphasized a reduction in availability participation state force, as we've seen significant reductions over a 10-year period of FTE from 277 to 191, in which they're operating now. And that plays out in terms of available engagement. There's also been some reductions in private forest from where they've peaked and also in the past 10 years. So this is the distribution of program engagement in the incident management teams. This slide, we spend a fair bit of time dissecting and looking at what we referenced as a fire borrowing issue. For the state of Oregon, we've been using a fire borrowing challenge for the federal government in terms of borrowing finances to pay for suppression costs for large fires. As we looked at the data of where we're spending time, who's spending time on fires, we have a fire borrowing here for ODF, and that's people borrowing. These are shifting our time from other programs onto fire. Both at the base 8, so the regular hours, we've seen an increase there, equivalent to 15 FTE. And then at the overtime level, which is more concerning, there an 86% increase in overtime strain on those employees, spending time when the fire bell rings, addressing large fire support across the state. Highlighted a general level FTE, full-time equivalent for the entire agency across several decades. Looking at our employees, we've ranged between 800 and 900 employees within the agency generally across those decades. We've seen some peaks close to 980 FTE in the early 80s, and then again 2007-09, but generally operating in that range, currently at 867 FTE, which all led us to a framework for a policy option package. This detail is this same in terms of structure that we presented last time and what's in your packet. You have this presentation, you have the FTE list of the 55 people, which is a top priority in the agency request. The nuance that you'll see as of this week, we're working through our fiscal processes to do the fiscal impact statement for the policy option packages before the board in July. Some nuances on the personnel as we've received the latest DAS payroll expenses, we've adjusted this. So the numbers will be a little bit different to 13 million for the 55 FTE. Also in the additional severity, that includes some FTE. There's an increase there and an increase on the 20-person fire crew. So those are the nuances from what you have in the packet. I wanted to give you the latest as of yesterday, just adjusted these. So you don't have those in your packet, but want to call those out. Again, you'll see specifically the final proposal before the board. All of these components represented with the final fiscal reports done on the assessments at your July board meeting for consideration. The question that was generally unanswered by Board Member Christopherson was regarding outcomes for these investments. I've been doing some thinking on that and recognize more work needs to be continued on that. But for example, the question was, with these investments, what do you anticipate in terms of outcomes with those investments to justify? And we're working on a list. We shared this as we start to form up a one-pager around outreach. On the initiative, we will measure success with our existing key performance measures, such as existing one in fire protection, as we make within the 55 people their investments in fire prevention. So we would use our existing key performance measure there. We would measure administrative success by reduction in the agency's dependency on the treasury loans, which have accumulated since 2013, costing the state $2.6 million in loan interest on those loans. We have six positions invested within the agency in this request focused in the finance world. Within the wildland-urban interface, outcomes will be measured by an increase in effectiveness of our fire-adapted communities, specifically the number of fire-wise communities and the active mitigation projects on those landscapes are the, you know, options for measuring success and outcomes. Measure the success of investments on the federal forest lands by an increased pace and scale of restoration to reduce the risk on the federal lands, which obviously impact our protection at the boundaries. We will measure the success of the comprehensive training and strategic workforce program by our ability to roster three incident management teams and train accordingly all agency personnel to respond to fires. Those are some accounts. There's 55 people broken up into different categories, and I think we need to continue to expand to be able to answer those questions for all those categories of groups of folks. But I wanted to give you some examples of how we're approaching needing to answer those questions with more specificity.
Can I ask more questions?
More questions?
Chief Graff.
Thank you.
No, I appreciate that. And I think that's going to be helpful. I think I did not listen to the recording, so I'm not sure, that whether I'm ad-libbing now or whether this was true to my comment back then, but, it strikes me that there's maybe a kind of primary and secondary outcomes, primary directly related to the fire review, the impacts of increasing severity and demand on in terms of the fire response. But a question, since we're talking about nearly 70 full-time equivalents and we don't have fire season all year round, do we see secondary benefits to the other program of work, the other needs within the department?
Yeah, excellent point. And I would suggest that's a primary outcome, clearly, and we need to expand on that. And that's back to the purpose of the policy option package to sustain core businesses. So we need to consider articulating that in terms of sustaining the core businesses, whether it's finance, state forests, private forests, and right, achieving the goals of those programs, as we set aside a fair bit of work, as you know, in forest management planning specifically, due to the workloads there and demands on fire. And I appreciate that guidance.
And I think some of those will be natural as well in terms of just the performance of state forests would be reflected in the positions, the additional capacity, not in fire season, but also the, if you'll recall, the initiative is framed in the cohesive wildfire strategy. So the state forest positions also have a role in increasing GNA timber sales. And so we should see some, I mean, we're going to be measuring that anyway, so we should be able to see the impact there. I'd say the same is true, with the wildland urban interface foresters, which is analogous to the recommendation from the fire summit for the wildfire community adapted. I will just proudly say that our private forest division was ahead of that recommendation and has been arguing for those positions for a while, and it's for two reasons. Not only the need for work in the interface and the workload that comes with that, but also most of our family forest land owners tend to be in the wildland urban interface with a greater density, and we have been regularly understaffed with the decline in federal funds around that. Right. So I think there'll be some natural metrics in our key performance measures around contacts and the numbers of certified acres or acres with tree farm plans. I think there's an area where we can all work on better direct performance measures, and we're starting that dialogue. I think those are really good questions to ask us.
Good.
Yeah, along those lines, I guess do we have a perspective on how much overtime is too much overtime? A certain amount of overtime is actually, I think, good. That's effective use of an organization and such to deal with fluctuations. I think what I've heard consistently is we're well beyond that during the fire season with the expectations, which creates issues for productivity post-fire season, et cetera, and just work-life balance, safety, et cetera. So I wonder, you know, if you can refine, as you think about taking this to the legislature, being able to refine that, because I think that's a primary, ultimately, you're trying, I think you're trying to design this addition to reduce that overtime level to where it's actually a acceptable level. And I know if I were looking to fund this directly as a legislator, I'd want to understand how you've thought about that and gotten to this number of employees. And then kind of the secondary is, oh, by the way, while we address this primary issue, here are all the other critical objectives that we hope to achieve. And I know you're one is always sensitive to being too descriptive, because then life happens and things change and you get whacked, you know, for saying one thing and the outcomes being slightly different. But my hope is I think this is likely a very legitimate and important ask of the legislature, and the better that we can articulate the true outcomes that we can achieve on the key areas that we feel like we're under-resourced, with the primary thing being not overstressing our existing workforce. Hopefully that will resonate, and it'll also resonate with stakeholders that obviously are going to have to help push this forward this coming session.
And I think the measure there that we want to look at is overtime per employee.
Right.
Because some of this overtime is going to stay here because it's an increase in large fires, as we talked about at the last session, and we run those shifts, which always involve overtime,
right,
just the way you do large fire suppression. And so I think there's, I'm not sure that there'll be a decrease in the overall overtime, but there, you know, the issue here is overtime per employee and stress, as you were indicating.
Yeah. I think that has to be much more clear. Cause yeah, I agree. If you were saying we're going to get rid of that overtime, I'm like, I don't think that's a wise approach to your investment. You're over building your capacity within the organization. Yeah. So I think we're saying the same things.
Yeah. That's good counsel. I moved through that quickly cause you've seen it and we spent the time. Any other questions?
Nope.
Guidance. Appreciated. Thank you.